This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. It is Thursday today. It is cold. It is cold. We had a fairly sizable snowstorm for us. I think we got 12 or 13 inches. So that was pretty exciting. They actually closed work at my major client for 2 days. We went in on Monday, and then they were going to have this big snowstorm come in. And so they went ahead and canceled work on Tuesday. That scraping is me going over a little mound of snow, and hopefully I won't get stuck because I'm just in my little car. And it came down pretty well. We had some ice initially, and then we ended up with another 12 or 13 inches on top of that. And so it's Thursday today, so we're, you know, on the downside of it now. All the streets really aren't clean yet, but we're working on that. Most of them have been bladed at this point, and so, you know, things will get packed down and hopefully get worn off. It may get a little exciting here in the next couple of days. I was talking to a buddy at work, and he said about the third day is when it gets exciting for them, because the sun comes out and in his streets and all the ice is, or the snow is packed down, and it kind of melts a little bit and then freezes and melts and freezes. Soon it just turns into glass, you know, and that's when he said things get really exciting around his neighborhood. So my buddy Tim, my good friend Tim, was out on the tractor just right away pushing snow around. He's always been so faithful, so kind to come down, and his son John was down shoveling my walk, so I get amazing, excellent service when there's snow. I did go out and write John a check, gave him some money, and thanked him so much for coming and doing that for me. Friendship, you know, it is just an amazing thing. Friendship is one of those things in your life. If you don't have good friends, oh man, they are such a rich experience. I have a new friend now that I'm going to be going out on Thursday night with him and talking about life, the universe, and everything. And I've known him and been acquainted with him for a number of years, but we happened to encounter each other again at the movie store, and we got to talking, and it just felt like it was the right thing, right time, you know, to start doing something on a more consistent basis. So we're getting together on Thursday nights and just enjoying some fellowship together over a meal, talking about life, the universe, and everything. It's going to be good. It's going to be very, very good. I think I had mentioned last week that I had taken some time off on Sunday to do some writing and put together some ads for the Super Bowl, or the big game contest that a local car dealership was having. All the entries had to be in by early Monday morning, this last Monday morning, and so Sunday night, my wife and I went through all the entries that were there and kind of graded them and said, okay, what's our competition? And there was one big thing, unfortunately, that didn't really account for. And that was that we were about to get 12, 13 inches of snow. And honestly, as soon as I heard that we were going to have 12, 13 inches of snow, I thought, well, so much for that. And in fact, I had talked to my daughter a couple of days ago, and I said, you know, if it was me, there was one ad that was pretty simple to shoot, which they needed that, so they needed something that was simple to shoot. And then they needed also something they could do indoors. And there was basically one ad that fulfilled all that. That was also a cute idea. wow, National is not as bladed as I thought it would be. I maybe should have gone down another street. Oh well, I'm going to slow down here a little bit now. This was actually going to be a shortened version of the podcast because it's getting cold and things are starting to freeze up. And I just got done having supper with my buddy and I didn't want to drive all the way back to my major client where I usually drive from because I wanted to get home quicker than that. But who knows? At this rate of speed, this may be a normal length of broadcast. Anyways, so I had written a couple of ads and sent them in. One was kind of just a good Super Bowl commercial idea. And just a second. And the other was something that was much simpler. Something could be shot quickly. Unfortunately, in neither of my ideas did I think, well, if the weather turns really bad, how are they going to shoot this? I'm not on a gravel drive yet. I'm on snow packed that has melted a little bit, and so it has ridges in it. It has ridges in it. And that's what all the is. But I'm coming up on a stoplight, and I should be through this in a second. I had accounted for the fact that there might be some cold weather and a little bit of inclement weather. I did not count on the fact that maybe there would be 12 inches of snow. Around these parts, 12 inches of snow pretty much paralyzes the town. So there was one idea, it was a cute idea, and it could be shot all indoors with just a couple of actors, so the car company went with that one, and that's fine. It was fine. It was a fun exercise to go through. And, you know, would I have liked to have won? Yes, absolutely, that would have been fun if I had won. But, you know, didn't. It's okay. Moving on. Anyway, so that's the news there. Did have a couple of days off this week where I got a chance to work on some of my own stuff, some more marketing stuff with the Veinworks stand. And in the process of that, got a chance to do a little bit of writing as well. So that was cool. Through all of that, I really just keep reminding myself, step at a time, step at a time. Let's see what comes of it. Sometimes it's really easy for me, but once I get out of the entrepreneurial phase and we start getting into the management phase, it's easy for me to go, okay, yeah, all the problems solved, moving on to something else. And it's interesting, as I look back across my life, there were plenty of places where if I had stuck with something for longer, you know, I might be independently wealthy today. But for one reason or another, I chose to go try something different. And I don't know, even now, having more perspective on those things, I don't know that I'm unhappy about walking away. I walked away from each of them because I felt like it was time. It's just interesting as you get a little older how that you look back on some of those decisions and you go, okay, was that really the good, best? And I do think that there are some decisions that you look back on it and you know, okay, that was a dumb thing to do. And then there are other decisions that you look back and you think, yeah, okay, that was good, good decision. But then there are some other things that you look at your life and you think, you know, that could have gone either way. And it would have been a completely different aspect of my life if it had gone the second way, as opposed to the way that I chose. But that's okay. You know, I've heard a lot of people talk about God's perfect plan for your life. And certainly scriptures do talk a lot about the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And they do talk about the fact that the days of our lives are already written in his book. But by the same token, I think our lives are filled with an amazing amount of potential and possibilities because of all the decisions that we can make. And I really do think they are our decisions to make. I do not believe that we are automatons. I believe that God has constructed this world so that we have free will and can actually make choices, real live choices that have consequences. And that's part of the wonder of life. You know, I was just talking to my buddy tonight, and there's been some choices and things that he's made that now he's going to have to deal with some of those consequences. But that's part of the wonder of life. Did he make good choices there? Poor choices? A lot of them he'll say were poor choices. But the choices have already been made. He can't undo those choices. So the best you can do in those types of situations is just try to learn from those choices and say, wow, if that situation comes up again, maybe next time I'll try to do a little bit better. And getting back to the steps of the righteous man are ordered of the Lord and all the days are written in his book, those verses, those are from God's perspective. So of course God knows exactly what choices we're going to make. However, I really do think they are our choices to make because God's given us free will and he is really big on free will. And so I think that God, in his mercy and in his kindness, does allow us this. And I think the amazing chaos, for want of a better term, that that causes in the world, I think he just really gets a kick out of that. That there's all these different people that are all interacting together and they're all making different choices. And it causes such an interesting set of permutations. You know, we just watched The Social Network, the movie The Social Network, and which is about the founder of Facebook. Really fascinating movie. And of course, Oprah is celebrating her last season, and you see these people who are immensely successful. And we think, oh, that's because they were special and they just happened to hit, you know, or they didn't just happen to hit. They made all the right choices and all that. But you know what? If you go back and you look at their life, there were choices that were being made all around them as well. Some of them of which they didn't have any control over at all, but they just ended up in the right place at the right time. And with just a few choices different here, a few choices different there, their lives could have been completely different. And so sometimes I think it's a little silly how we've chased after people to get their wisdom as to why they were wildly successful. When a lot of the stuff that they're saying was the same stuff that you could hear from a bunch of different people, and even potentially a bunch of different people made all the right decisions, but they never became that successful, that popular, you know, that rich, whatever. They never did. Why? Because they made bad choices? No, because there was a whole set of decisions that was being made around them. And it just so happened that things didn't align. And some people might have some problems like that, like, well, but everything's supposed to work out, and if you follow God's will, then it will just, you know, I am extraordinarily grateful for the kindness that God has shown in my life, and extraordinarily grateful for where I am in life, financially and spiritually and emotionally. I mean, I enjoy life. Life is good. And my buddy I was talking to tonight was saying, well, how do you make decisions? And how do you, you know, we were talking about decisions and all that kind of stuff. And I was telling him tonight how that, you know, all the stuff that's happened in my life, it hasn't necessarily been because I've made all the right decisions. I happened to be in the right place at the right time, and I acted. There was a book that I had read many, many months ago. And the name of the book, I've just lost it. Oh, The Drunkard's Walk. And the book was about randomness and how randomness rules our life, according to the author. Well, I don't believe randomness rules our lives. I mean, I think the voice of the Spirit within us can help us with the randomness in our lives, and can guide us and can assist us to prosper in those things that we do. But just because we prosper doesn't mean that we've made all the wrong decisions, all the right decisions. And just because we don't prosper means that we've made all the wrong decisions. There is this element to life that there is some randomness, some unfairness to it, and we might be tempted to say, well, why would God do that? That's not fair. God needs to do this. But the fact of the matter is, in the end, as I was talking to my buddy about today, in the end, it's not going to make any difference. In 50,000 years, it's not going to make any difference whether 5 people know my name or 10 people or 20 or a billion. It's not going to make any difference. In 50,000 years, it's not really going to make any difference whether I was poor, whether I was rich, or whether I was super rich, whether I got to do everything I wanted to do. It's not going to make any difference. All that will remain in 50,000 years is my relationship with God. And I can cultivate and I can experience that relationship with Him no matter what the circumstances of my life are. And frankly, sometimes it's a little easier to draw close to God when we are in the middle of difficulties. I think there's a proverb that talks about the fact that, help me not to be too increased in riches, lest when I am increased in riches, I will forget you. I mean, it's interesting, watching The Social Network, about the time that Facebook started to get popular and the guys started to get known on campus, you know, they got their first groupies. I was thinking, oh, thank you, Jesus, that I never had to deal with that. I never had to deal with women throwing themselves at me. Because I don't know that I would have made any better choices than any of the guys on the movie did. So, you know, as we travel through life, all we can really do is just make the decision that we have to make today. Make the decisions that we have to make in every moment. And I've said this on this podcast before, but it came up again tonight as I was talking to my buddy, because he was looking for me to tell him the secret. You know, how do you do this? How do you become prosperous, and how do you become comfortable? And I was telling him, look, all the things that I've achieved in my life, I might have just been in the right place, the right time, that you can make all the best decisions. You know, and sometimes things still don't quite work out like you want them to work out. It's like with winning this contest. I really thought I had a shot at this because we read through the stuff, and really, I felt like I had submitted a couple of the best ideas that were out there. We had a little bit of competition, but I thought, now I'll be fine. And right in the middle of all that, here comes the snowstorm. Boom! You know? And it's all over. Just like that. So while you cannot guarantee that any set of circumstances is absolutely going to lead you where you'd like it to lead you, there is one thing you can guarantee. And that is that if you listen, and this is what I told my buddy, I talked to him again about the concept of abundance and how abundance, when Jesus talks about abundance, it all tracks back to being part of his flock, that every day you hear and know his voice, that he calls you by name and leads you out. And that's where abundance comes from. Abundance comes from that intimate communication through the day where you hear from God. Big things, little things, silly things, small things, seemingly insignificant things, like where your glasses are. It's that conversation through the day when you are hearing things that you wouldn't know, or when you're facing something, as I was today, that I felt like I just wasn't getting any traction on at all, you know, and some decisions needed to be made. And I start looking, and all of a sudden this piece falls in place, and that piece falls in place, and the other piece falls in place. And I finally start feeling, okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. You know, and it's then that day-by-day experience where sometimes even when you can't see where you're going or things are going slower than you wish they were, like driving on this snow-covered, packed, icy road, things aren't going nearly as quickly as you'd like them to go, and yet, take it one step at a time, you just keep moving forward, and at some point, it just starts opening up. It's really an amazing thing. And then you look back, and all those things that, you know, you thought were random, you can see how they aligned, and things worked out. And yet, at the same time, you have to realize that while you're comfortable and you're content and you're happy in the ways that it worked out, maybe it didn't work. You know, maybe it had just as much possibility of not working that out. I guess what it all comes down to is maybe we shouldn't be so concerned with what the outcome is. Maybe we should be far more concerned with the process and the relationship. Because sometimes things are going to work out, sometimes they're not. Now, if you make bad decisions all the way along the way, you can pretty much guarantee things are not going to work out. But if you make good decisions along the way, hey, this is a little clearer. At least you can look back and say, you know what? I made a bunch of good decisions there. It's true, there were some things that came along that I wasn't really expecting, but hey, in the process, I got to spend time with Jesus, and we had some really nice conversations, and my life is richer for it. I am almost home. I'm working on a book called A Renegade History of the United States. I've been reading it that. I'm not quite ready to talk about it yet, but some really interesting concepts. I personally feel like the guy gives too many examples because I'm reading through and going, yeah, okay, I agree with that. And then there's 3-4 more pages of examples, but I think he's trying to, you know, make sure that the people who don't agree with him, that he has plenty of fuel for his assertions. But some interesting stuff. Some interesting stuff about the interaction between the individual and the state, and the great experiment that is democracy. And it's fascinating. Ties back in somewhat with some of the other stuff that I've mentioned along the way on this podcast. Of, you know, if we didn't have to work, what would life be like? Oh, it's pretty interesting. Pretty, pretty interesting. I am pulling into my driveway. I do have to go get my mail quickly. So, obviously, I didn't really have a topic this week, per se. I've just sort of been rambling. But as I was working last night trying to get some things done, I kind of made a decision that, well, you know, this week we're just going to chat. And it's interesting because as I was talking to my buddy, you know, we were revisiting a lot of the stuff about how the core decision process works. And it's good to have reminders on these things. How does that core decision process work? I am going to try to stretch and get my mail. Hey, there we go. Because we like to get the core decision-making process tacked down to something that's formulaic so that we can then just say, okay, in this situation, I do this, 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 and this. And then everything works out. But life's a bit more dynamic than that, and it's a bit more exciting than that. And that's cool. You know, that's just fine. It gives us an opportunity. When life has a little bit of unpredictability, I am backing up to... One moment. It's already dark here, and there is no moon tonight that I can see, and so it's a little dark out here. Okay, here we go. You know, life's a little more unpredictable than that. Sometimes you can make all the right decisions and not get the outcome that you wanted, but you're pretty much guaranteed if you make all the wrong decisions, you will not get the outcome you wanted. But I'm backing into my garage. But whether or not you get precisely the outcome that you want, all that is really, really important in life is to maintain that conversation with him every day. Because as you maintain that conversation with him, it really doesn't matter how the outcomes, everything will be fine. Anyway, this is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it through the ice and the snow and the cold temperatures, and I have made it home.